Local governments are now, in some cases, battling over how to implement the CDC's new masking guidance or whether they should return to masking at all. The CDC recommended yesterday that even fully vaccinated people should mask up indoors in areas where there's a high spread of the coronavirus. In St. Louis, city and county officials had already reimposed a partial mask mandate. That was last Monday. And now they've been met with a lawsuit from Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who called that government overreach, to which St. Louis's mayor, Tashara Jones, said, in effect, no, it's for the health of the city. But in a raucous public meeting, St. Louis County, outside of the city, voted to overturn the mask mandate, even if the city keeps it. So let's bring in Mayor Tashara Jones. And Mayor Jones, your mandate requires masks in indoor public spaces and on public transportation. And it suggests masks outdoors in group settings. Make your case for a new mask mandate.
Well, thank you for having me this afternoon. The case I'm going to make is that the Delta variant is spreading through the state of Missouri like wildfire. And when you go on the CDC's website to see if community spread is high or low, we are the highest. Over 50% of all new cases in the country are coming from three states, and Missouri is one of them. And so we reinstituted the mask mandate with the consultation of the St. Louis Pandemic Task Force, which is made up of all of our flagship hospitals and health systems and FQHCs. We reinstated that based on their recommendations, based on their what they're seeing directly in hospitals all across this region, and our cases are increasing.
But with the resistance you're experiencing, there's the lawsuit, there's other lawmakers who have spoken out, and then you have all these residents who showed up at this public hearing in tears or holding signs that say, my body, my choice, some talking about how, you know, they can't bring, you know, workers back under this mandate. Do you have some sympathy?
Yeah, I do have sympathy for people who are exhausted at this point because we've been in this pandemic over 18 months. I get it, but however, we still have low rates of vaccinations in Missouri and especially in African American communities. African Americans are 20% of those vaccinated in the city and 80% of new cases. And so we took the proper steps, Dr. Page and I, who's the county executive, to reinstitute this mask mandate to save lives.
Yeah. How do you expect to enforce this? Again, to be clear, from what I understand, this is on public transportation and in public gathering places. Will you just keep people out if they don't have the mask? Will you ticket places that are ignoring the mandate? Well, how do you do it?
Well, I mean, we're going to monitor that and see if there are reports or uptick in reports of people not wearing masks indoors. However, we are hoping that people will look out for each other and put the health and safety of their neighbors and their loved ones paramount above all else, and wear masks to protect themselves and protect their families.
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, again, be clear. One of the people who spoke publicly was Dawn Broderick, who owns two hair salons. She was in tears worrying about her 42 employees and their families. But would your mandate, is that considered a public place if it's a privately owned business?
I believe it is considered. We're asking people to wear masks.
Oops. Mayor Jones? Oops, I think we have lost Mayor Jones, but you hear clearly that the mayor of St. Louis, Missouri, along with the county there, had a mandate that they instituted on Monday. And this was, again, before the CDC recommended reinstituting mask mandates. They did on Monday. They're now seeing a lawsuit from their attorney general and a lot of resistance from residents who showed up at a public hearing. The county there voting to overturn the mask ban, even though the city keeps it. So we will continue to follow this story here and now.